Hi, friend. I'm Emily Fletcher from Ziva Meditation, and I created this visualization so that you can use it anytime you have a big event, anytime you want to get present in your body in the right now so that you can perform at the top of your game. This visualization will give you tools to help you get so present in your body and in the right now so that you can rock it out. So get comfy, close your eyes, and let's inhale for two and exhale for four. Really good. Inhaling for two and exhaling for four. Doubling the length of your exhale helps to slow the nervous system and calm the vagus nerve. So one more time, in for two and out for four. Now before we begin, I want you to congratulate yourself. You're obviously doing great. I want you to celebrate all of the successes that have led you to this moment. You've clearly been nailing it, or you would not be faced with an opportunity that you care so much about. So really take a moment to give yourself an internal high five and celebrate all of your successes so far, because we can't build on top of success we don't acknowledge. So one more time, let's inhale for two. And as you exhale, I want you to release your attachment to the outcome. Just let go of any expectation of what you think should or shouldn't happen so that you can be fully present to whatever wants to show up. What if you were to give yourself permission to fail? Really, truly, dare to suck. Oftentimes, it's the prison of perfection that disallows us from performing at the top of our game. So make mistakes, play big. This is how we learn, this is how we grow. The trick is to not make the same mistakes next time as you do this time. What if your number one priority as you walk into this situation is to have fun? The more generous you are, the more fun you have, this is what's going to allow you to show up as so uniquely you. And here's the trick. Your happiness does not lie on the other side of this event going exactly as you plan, because things never go according to plan. And here's the news. Your happiness exists inside of you, not on the other side of the completion of this event. Right now, you're safe. Right now, you can afford to be generous. So let's begin. If you're not seated already, go ahead and sit down, close your eyes, and we'll start with something I call come to your senses. This is a very simple but powerful technique that's going to wake up all five of your senses and help you get firmly grounded in your body and in the right now. So taking a breath and bringing your awareness to your sense of hearing. Simply listening for everything you can hear in this moment. What's the most prevalent sound you can detect? Probably my voice, or maybe there's an air conditioner or a heater in your room. Perhaps you can hear the sound of traffic outside. We're not judging it as good or bad. We're not trying to block it out. As a matter of fact, I'd love for you to pull the lens of your awareness back and include all the sounds and everything going on around you. Include that inside of this experience. So waking up our sense of hearing. Listening for the most pronounced sound and the most subtle. Can you hear your breath as it comes in and out of your nose? Can you hear a faraway conversation? Beautiful. And on your next breath, gently allow your awareness to shift to your sense of touch. So noticing, what's the most tactile sensation happening for you right now? It might be your bum in the chair. Or maybe there's some sort of a pain happening in the body. Again, we're not judging it. We're not trying to change it. We're simply putting our attention on the tactile sensation in the body, both the intense and the subtle. Can you feel the tactile sensation of your breath as it comes in and out of your nostrils? Can you feel your clothes against your skin? Can you feel the hair against the back of your neck? Imagining that you almost have spidey senses. Really good. And now even with the eyes closed, gently bring your awareness to your sense of sight. Really see what you're seeing. And it might simply be blackness. Perhaps that's the most prevalent sight happening for you. But also tuning your attention to the subtle. Can you see the light as it streams through the eyelids? Maybe you can see the cells as they dance across the membranes of your eyelids. Maybe there's the faint remains of whatever you were looking at before you closed your eyes. Really good. And on your next breath, bring your awareness to your sense of taste. So what are you tasting right now? I know it seems odd to think about a sense of taste when you're not eating anything, but there's always some sort of a taste sensation happening in the mouth. Can you taste your coffee from this morning or your toothpaste? Perhaps your mouth is acidic or dry, but just noticing. Really good. And on your next breath, take a nice deep inhale and really smell what you're smelling. Waking up your sense of smell. Noticing the most prevalent and the most subtle. Can you smell your own perfume or hairspray? How many smells are happening in this room right now? How does this room smell different from the outside? So this simple technique of waking up all five of your senses is a really easy way for you to get present in your body and therefore present in the right now. And here's the trick. Your bliss and your fulfillment exist in one place, and that is inside of you, and they exist in one time, and that is right now. And so waking up all five of your senses gives you direct access to the present moment. It gives you a way to get grounded in your body. So now let's play with holding all five of our senses in our awareness at the same time. So we're going to pull the lens back and play with the simultaneity of consciousness. So on your next breath, I want you to hear what you're hearing, feel what you're feeling, see what you're seeing, taste what you're tasting, and smell what you're smelling all at the same time. Just playing with the simultaneity of consciousness. Seeing how many of your senses you can hold in your awareness at the same time. It's through our five senses that we wake up our sixth sense. The more present we are in our bodies, the more intuitive we become. Really good. And on your next breath, waking up your sense of hearing, your sense of touch, your sense of sight, your sense of taste, and your sense of smell all at the same time. Giving yourself full permission to have a full human experience. Really enjoying everything this body has to offer. Really good. And from this space of connectedness and groundedness and inclusiveness, I want you to visualize this event that you're preparing for. What is it that you want to perform at the top of your game for? And let's take a moment to really see it as if it's happening now. Let's see it as if it's playing out in the best possible outcome. So picture yourself getting ready for the event, feeling confident in the shower, picking out the perfect outfit with ease, imagining everyone you're going to interact with on your way to the event and during the event, and getting yourself in perfect alignment with them. Imagine everyone you're going to interact with at this event having an incredible day, having ease and elegance and joy as they're preparing to meet you at this event. Getting yourself in perfect alignment with every single human being you're going to interact with. And now imagining the moment right before. Feeling your feet on the ground, giving yourself a moment to take a deep breath before you even begin. And exhaling any tension or nerves or fear or anxiety so that you can be fully present and confident. And then picturing yourself moving into the event itself with ease and elegance and confidence and humor and grace. Really showing up as the most authentic and present and radiant version of you. Picturing your magic wand scenario. If you had a magic wand and this event could go any way you choose, just see that. Let your imagination run wild. Let it be even more fun and even more exciting than you knew possible. And now imagining it coming to a close. That you trust when it's time to end. That you have a feeling of completion and confidence. trusting that you've done your best so you can give yourself permission to detach and let go. And now imagining yourself leaving with confidence and surrender and detachment, and sending everyone that you interacted with a lot of love. Really good. And again, inhaling for two and exhaling for four. Good. And this time, as you inhale for two, I want you to charge your body up with love and gratitude. And as you exhale, I want you to blast the room that you're going into with all of that love and gratitude. Really good. Inhaling love and gratitude into every single cell of your body. And as you exhale, imagine that you're blasting the room that you're about to walk into with so much love and gratitude. One final time, breathing that love into every cell in your body and exhaling, blasting everyone you're going to interact with that same beautiful energy. Beautiful. One final time, in for two and out for four. So good. All right, I want you to give yourself a big internal high five. Bravo on taking a moment to invest in yourself, to take your brain to the gym, and to really set yourself up for success. Here's what I know for sure. You are meant for greatness. The world needs your unique flavor of awesomeness. You're going to have more fun if you let go of any expectation of what should or shouldn't happen and allow nature to surprise you. Trust that nature has your back because you deserve the best. And now it's your time to step up and claim it. All right, friend, have fun, and I'll see you over at zivameditation.com.